said at one time you've been troubled with a disease that made your joints stiff.
Rheumatoid arthritis. And eventually he'll pull the joints apart. My sister lives over there. Some of her fingers, she can't straighten back up. They're drawn that way. She's got two different kinds. But some of the medications I took, or either it just stopped.
Did your mother or father have that?
Well, my daddy had inflammatory rheumatism. That's where the joints gets big and turns right red.
What did he call it?
He called it an inflammatory rheumatism. And he had that a lot in his knees. And my brother next to the oldest one was down for 11 months with it one time. Couldn't even get about.
There's a disease that you don't hear too much about anymore that they give shots to children for. Sometimes it used to kill a lot of children.
Rheumatic fever. Diphtheria. I'm well acquainted with that. I think I had it after, well, just before I moved over here a year or two, because when I got out from work that evening, I was going to Atlanta with Curtis, his wife, and Alton over here. I always bought Gary's school clothes at Rich's, and I thought I was just tired that evening. And I know Leela laughed at me a lot. She said every time she looked at me, I saw him leaning over that way on the counter. And I got him three pair of socks. Well, we come on home, and long after midnight in the morning, I woke up. And I never have been in as better shape, I don't think. My throat was sore, and I was aching all over. And Joe got up and got me, I believe it was a stand back or something, and I took it, but I couldn't stay in the bed. It's around 4 o'clock, and I got up. Well, when daylight come, and as soon as I knew the doctor was in the office, I went. And he tried to put me in the hospital then. My throat was, it had a white fungus all the way around, and what they call the little tongue, we always call it, that little thing that hangs down your throat. You couldn't even see it, was just looked like a mushroom in there. And the reason I think it was diphtheria, he didn't say it was, but he put two shots up in my back just like they do. Now, there's several in our family when they was little, and several of my brother's children had it, and one of them died with it. And so I had to go back the next day and get a shot, and he wrote me a slip, filled it out, and take it to the hospital. He said, you may have to go during the night. And the third day, I took two more shots. I lost 15 pounds in 1 week. He didn't ever call it diphtheria, but I'd been around it, saw enough of it till I knew. I think that's what I had, and there was another older man than me that had it here in Canton. And I never had shots for diphtheria. I never had been not vaccinated for it.
Did you ever see anybody with that disease that made skin turn yellow?
Mm-hmm. Jaundice, yellow jaundice. One of my nieces had it, and Joe's daddy turned yeller. I don't know if it was, he had leukemia. And I don't know if it was a blood transfusion before he died the last time he was in the hospital that caused it or not. But he was just almost a gold color. Hepatitis is what they call it now, but back then we called it yellow jaundice.
And while they were that sick, could they eat anything?
Well, the best I remember, Dory, my niece, did. But the white of her eyes was yellow, and where she had sweat on the sheets on the bed, they would be yellow. But it wasn't a contagious kind, because none of the rest of us children didn't have it.
If